Hi, my name is Kylie Phillips, and I'm a graduate student in the Masters of Accounting program and a Caldwell Fellow. I'll be reading an excerpt from Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck. "Wait a minute," he shouted. He cupped his hands around his mouth and yelled, "Get him, Lenny!" Lenny took his hands away from his face and looked about for George, and Curly slashed at his eyes. The big face was covered with blood. George yelled again, "I said get him!" Curly's fist was swinging when Lenny reached for it. The next minute, Curly was flopping like a fish on a line, and his closed fist was lost in Lenny's big hand. George ran down the room. "Let go of him, Lenny! Let go!" But Lenny watched in terror the flopping little man whom he held. Blood ran down Lenny's face. One of his eyes was cut and closed. George slapped him in the face again and again, and still Lenny held on to the closed fist. Curly was white and shrunken by now, and his struggling had become weak. He stood crying, his fist lost in Lenny's paw. George shouted over and over, "Let go his hand, Lenny! Let go! Slim, come help me while the guy got any hand left!" Suddenly, Lenny let go his hold. He crouched, cowering against the wall. "You told me to, George," he said miserably. Curly sat down on the floor, looking in wonder at his crushed hand. Slim and Carlson bent over him. Then Slim straightened up and regarded Lenny with horror. "We gotta get him into a doctor," he said. "Looks to me like every bone in his hand is bust." "I didn't wanna," Lenny cried. "I didn't wanna hurt him."